Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The stock market sell-off deepened Monday with the Standard & Poor's 500 entering a bear market. Faced with rising chances of a Federal Reserve rate hike, investors broadly unloaded risk. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 3.9% as 495 of its 500 components ended the day lower. The declines left the United States benchmark down more than 20% from its January record. More than 125 million Americans were under heat warnings and advisories overnight as a dangerous heat wave that began in the Southwest heads into central and southern United States. The National Weather Service is warning that a dangerous combination of heat and humidity will affect the majority of the lower 48 states before the week is over. And there's a few signs the heat will not go away as the first official day of summer is in 1 week. It is Flag Day in the United States. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
SpaceX cleared a key hurdle Monday for its plan to launch a gigantic spacecraft into orbit from Texas. The Federal Aviation Administration concluded an environmental review of the Starship base and saw no significant environmental concerns. Starship is the most powerful rocket ever built and is meant to carry people to the moon and Mars. Amazon is accusing union organizers of threatening employees. Now union acceptance at one Amazon location is in jeopardy.
A hearing is underway that will decide whether or not a historic win against Amazon will stand or whether the union election will be redone. In April, the Amazon labor union were successful in organizing a warehouse on Staten Island. Weeks after the election, the retail giant filed 25 objections to the election, accusing union organizers of harassing and threatening employees who weren't supporting the union, among other charges. The hearing is expected to last several days and is being live streamed on Zoom. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
California lifeguards said the population of great white sharks has increased five times between 2017 and 2021, revealing that nearly all of the sightings were young sharks. Chris Lowe, a professor in marine biology, says Southern California is their nursery, and San Diego has become a hotspot for sharks. One of the reasons they occupy near shore areas, in particular, the young like to eat stingrays. Peter Navarro, former advisor for President Trump on Newsmax Monday, says Congress has weaponized the January 6th committee, calling it a kangaroo court.
That Congress is not supposed to weaponize its investigatory powers for judicial ends, and it can't, by the separation of powers in our Constitution, act as judge, jury, and executioner as the judicial function did. So what you're seeing with this very scripted event, the kangaroo court, is essentially the trial of Donald Trump yet again. And I would say, Eric, that all seven Democrats on that select committee, as it's called, have a five-year history of trying to basically a coup d'etat, remove Trump from office for bogus reasons, whether it was the discredited Russia hoax to begin with, 2 phony impeachments, and 3 House resolutions that try to remove Trump for various reasons, for bogus reasons.
I'm Lance Pryde. This is USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Rebecca Terrell is with us. We're going to talk monkeypox, the next pandemic, or as just being announced, looks like we've got another COVID reinfection set to spike in the country as new variants evade immunity is what they're reporting right now. Rebecca, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
Rebecca is a contributor to the New American Magazine, where she now serves as senior editor with a focus on health, energy, and environmental issues. You're also a nurse, right, Rebecca? Do I have that right?
You do have that correct. Yes, I am a nurse, okay. Even though I don't practice in healthcare anymore, mm-hmm. Obviously.
But yeah, but obviously your acumen and your experience about health and the way we're approaching it in today's America has got to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for you, because you're looking and going, wait a minute, this isn't, the traditions, these aren't necessarily the modalities in which we learned that this seems to be all confused with politics as opposed to real health care.
Truly, it goes against everything that I learned in nursing school. If I had acted this way in nursing school, I never would have passed. I would have been kicked out. I would never have gotten my nursing certificate. So, what we're seeing is, it's just like, okay, monkeypox right now is making the headlines. As you just said, oh, there are new COVID variants. Of course, there are always going to be new COVID variants, because the point is the cure art that we're supposed to learn is cede your rights to the government. That's the cure. Mm-hmm. For all of these supposed variants and viruses that are coming out. I mean, listen to the language they say. Okay, monkeypox isn't that big a threat, right? So we're not going to lock down. They're saying, we own you. If we decide it's a big enough threat, we'll lock you back down. We'll destroy the economy again. We'll destroy lives and livelihoods. We don't mind that. Mm-hmm. And we
well,
can't
you said
have
something.
That.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
No. Well, you said something critical, and I just want to make sure people caught this, and that is the government's ambition and their goal here is to have us secede our liberties to them. And we had 2.5 years of experience of that. How did that work for us?
Right. We're still suffering the repercussions of it. But I'll tell you what, this has been a long time building. All of these little germ games that they've been playing throughout the years, we should have been watching it. And we actually should have been watching back when AIDS was going on in the 1990s. Even back then, there were voices trying to warn us, this isn't right. This is concocted, the whole HIV thing. And now, suddenly, SARS came into being in 2003, wasn't it? And this was this new virus. And all of these new viruses that suddenly they're discovering, something's got to give here. There's not that much out there that, we know things like smallpox, for instance, they've been playing germ games with smallpox for years and years and years, and now we have this monkeypox, which is closely related to smallpox, even though it's not anything close to as virulent. But I've been wondering, and when COVID hit, I said to myself, I'm surprised it wasn't smallpox, because they've been playing with this for years, and we have to watch. It's just like Klaus Schwab keeps saying, we hear his, we see his talking head keep talking about cyber attacks, cyber attacks. It's going to be worse than even COVID, even the pandemic. He's
Rebecca,
showing us his hand. He's showing us
exactly.
His hand.
Well, and like you said, all you have to do is look at history. I mean, look at the common denominator, whether we're talking about AIDS or SARS, you know, go on through the years of all these infectious diseases. I mean, we have the highest paid government official in Dr. Fauci, whose number one job is to manage these kind of outbreaks and these kind of pandemics. And he's done Zippo. I mean, he's done a terrible job. That's like having somebody, you know, but even a lot more severe. But let's just say a coach who's paid an enormous amount of money to go win the Super Bowl. And 20, 30 years later, he's won no Super Bowls. So you think, well, wait a minute. Why are we continuing to pay this guy? Why do we have him in position here? And meanwhile, what we do see is that the benefit for Dr. Fauci being in the position that he's in is he has all these patents. He has a pocket full of government-related service money that he's been able to put into his coffers and his side of the bank. And meanwhile, we've got American people dying because he's not doing his job, that he's more interested in himself. I mean, that might sound pretty shocking for some people, but from my purview, that's what it seems like. Am I off base here?
Not at all. I mean, and you just mentioned his patents. What are his patents in? They've concocted these viruses in a lab. They've taken natural viruses and they've altered them with this CRISPR technology. And the sad thing is they played these germ games years before they actually had these outbreaks and pandemics with CRISPR technology, you know, the gene editing technology that was part of the Clade-X. Germ game in 2018, I think it was, and they've been playing germ games with smallpox too, and they visualize these lab altered versions of smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes just this destructive thing that kills hundreds of millions in their scenarios. Now, you know, we're not seeing the hundreds of millions. With COVID, we can't really trust, I don't trust the official death count, but they're also...
Well, the Imperial College, same people that gave us the forecast for climate change, right? Climate warming, what was going to happen, you know, half the world was going to be underwater by now, actually, I think 10 years ago. That didn't happen. And so then they kind of just were in the background until COVID came out. And then all of a sudden, they're the go-to authority, and they're claiming that we're going to have over a million, I think it was 2 million, 2 million people were going to die in America alone. And then even now with the million number is compromised because there's comorbidities tied to that. And even the CDC, which it's amazing, and this is what is so frustrating for me, Rebecca, just as, you know, somebody, a fellow citizen who is here, and I believe that our responsibility is to report on these issues and to you know, present the information to an audience that will have informed consent and understanding of what's going on here, because unfortunately this has become, as I said, so politicized that we don't know who to believe. But the CDC 6-8 months ago said that the actual deaths of COVID only patients was about 3%. Well, that 3% is a soft number, soft compared to a normal flu season number. And I guess that's the way you cure flu, is that you have COVID and now flu numbers go away, you know. So, I mean, this is all convoluted and messed up. And we're still, you know, for the sake of fear and everything else, the government is quoting, well, we've had over a million people die of COVID.
Exactly. And look at this perfect storm that we have. We have the food crisis coming now because of COVID. The open border is giving us problems. The inflation, the energy crisis, and they can use climate change as an excuse to lock us down again. They'll use anything they want. It's just destruction of our government. The destruction of our country.
And And that is clear. I mean, the attack is on our liberties because we are the bastion to the world. We are the light to the world of what a free people looks like. And we cannot surrender that. We need to understand that it's not just America. It is the world that is counting on us, Rebecca. I mean, we have got to be aware of this. Rebecca Terrell is with us, and we'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break. She's the senior editor with the New American Magazine.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry is pleased to announce that our Dari language radio broadcast, Window of Love, will now also be available in the Pashto language in Afghanistan starting this month, June 2022. The program has the potential to reach over 9 million listeners in Afghanistan alone, not to mention the Pashtun people in neighboring countries. Evangelically, the Pashtun people are considered a frontier unreached people group, which means that less than 1% are Christians, and essentially they have no chance of hearing the gospel from people within their own community. This is why radio is such an important tool to carry the gospel into their communities, and we're eager to see what God will do through this new broadcast. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan and the surrounding countries whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Rebecca Terrell is with us. She is a contributor to the New American Magazine, where she now serves as senior editor with a focus on health, energy, environmental issues. We're talking monkeypox, COVID, now there's new variants. And no surprise, most people have realized this whole COVID issue has been diabolically political on many levels. It has more to do than just, who was going to be president of the United States. The bigger issue has to do with our freedoms. Rebecca, I had a rather in-depth conversation with John Tamney. John has a new book that just released. I think it's brilliant, and it's a must-read for people. It's called When Politicians Panicked. It's the new coronavirus expert opinion and a tragic lapse of reason. And as you know, historically, when we come into health crises, we don't lock people down, because in a sense, of course, today, in today's numbers, we got, 330 million kind of laboratories out there, right? Everybody is exposed to COVID in varying degrees. And if you lock them down, then suddenly, like locking ourselves down and not talking to other people, you really, as Jordan Peterson says, you render yourself stupid. And I think there's application to this as well, is that we limit our resources and we mediocritize the available knowledge of having 330 mini laboratories and how they're responding to this. Other nations were a little bit wiser because it wasn't political for them. They actually wanted to save their people. They saw it as a health crisis. They didn't see it as a political opportunity. And this is the unfortunate thing, because here we are, deja vu one more time, and a time when we need to, look to our institutions that we've been paying millions of dollars to protect us and to inform us, and they've lost credibility, Rebecca.
Absolutely. That's what I want. Why are people still listening to these? For 2 years, they've been doing everything wrong, because look at the results that we're getting from all the COVID policies. I find it very, very hard to believe that in less than 1 month they could verify this highly suspect 2020 election as the most secure in American history. And yet, over the more than 2 years, we can't verify where the virus came from, whether it was a lab or a meat market in China. And, another thing that really bugs me about this, about the whole of any virus, there's this misconception that is touted in the media, mostly, I think, that the only solution for a virus is a vaccine. And that is absolutely not true. God doesn't put pathogens in our environment without putting solutions for us. We just have to discover them, especially, we know ivermectin.
Yes.
That before COVID, that was called a miracle cure, even by the establishment media.
Mm-hmm.
The two scientists who discovered that won the Nobel Prize for it. But there are other things, too. Cod liver oil. Our grandparents or great-grandparents, they had to get that spoonful of cod liver oil. That wiped out measles in this country long before the measles vaccine ever made the scene. And then once the vaccine came in, boom, you don't hear about cod liver oil anymore. You can get it, by the way, in pill form, so you don't have to take a yucky spoonful of it.
But if you have a misbehaving child and you want to correct their attitude a little bit, just a little spoonful of cod liver oil makes the medicine go down.
That's right. And another great example, especially involving children. We all had chickenpox when we were little. We know what it was like. It was unpleasant for a few days. That was the line. Don't worry about chicken pox. You want to get it. You want to get it so you don't get shingles later.
Yeah. Well our neighborhood, Rebecca, we had chicken pox, parties like Tupperware parties. It's like, oh, your child has chicken pox. Bring them over. We're all camping out together.
That's right. But then what happened in the 1990s, they came up with a chickenpox vaccine, and all of a sudden chickenpox, you go on the CDC website today, you will read that chickenpox is a vicious killer. You don't want to get chickenpox. You have to get the vaccine to save yourself and everyone around you. See, that's where they catch you. If you don't get a vaccine, you're endangering everyone around you. You become some type of Typhoid Mary. No, we protect each other by sharing our pathogens. I know that sounds weird, but that's the way you give boosters to people, and that is one of the reasons we are seeing these high numbers of shingles now, because people aren't getting their little booster shots by being around children who have chickenpox, and it refreshes your natural immunity.
Your immunity,
memory.
Right.
And then, but now we're not getting that environmental exposure, and now you're seeing rising numbers of shingles. So people do not understand how disease processes work, and these bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. either don't know what they're doing, which I don't believe, or they have malicious motives. They're certainly not doing it right. We need to stop listening to them.
Well, it's the old saying, you follow the money, right? I mean, because look at the big difference here. We've got natural immunity. We have things that we've known about that, you know, it was just like when COVID first came out, it was like, oh, how about ivermectin and some other natural solutions that came out? And, oh, my goodness, right. It was like hydroxychloroquine. I mean, President Trump mentions hydroxychloroquine, and, oh, my God, he's become a pariah. I mean, why is the guy pariah? Because relates an anecdotal story of a patient in South Florida who is given kind of like the, you know, he's the hospital says, hey, you're done. Call your family. We can't do anything more for you. And so he tells him, well, that's it. I'm goodbye. I'm not going to make it. And then the doctors afterwards come in and say, look, this is kind of a Hail Mary deal. Are you open to this? Well, what do I got to lose? What do we got? He goes, well, we're going to try this hydroxychloroquine. And so they try it. And then 2 hours later, he's calling his family. Go, hey, I'm not dying after all. Quit spending my money.
Right. Well, the reason, of course, Trump can do no right in their eyes. But absolutely, and all of us, anyone who started touting ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or any of the solutions, the real solutions that were proven to be working, nope, we're nuts. We're anti-vaxxers. Yeah. We're
right.
anti-people. You know, so we've got to realize that right now we still have our constitutional republic. We've got this election coming up. We've got to make sure, okay, so they say the Republicans are going to do really well. That's not going to help us if they're all rhinos.
Exactly.
We've got to make sure. And another thing, we can't rest all of our hopes on one man getting back into the White House in 2024. I mean, God bless him. That would be great if he did. But we have to look back at our Constitution and say, no, they are violating it. We still have it. We've got to preserve it. They're trying to change it. They're pushing for a constitutional convention, and you can rest assured that what we get out of that is going to be far worse than Canada. And we saw what happened with them during, you know, the Trucker.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the government's doing everything they can. I mean, look what happened. You had a million people come on January 6th saying, look, we have a question about, about the vote, you know, and because they questioned, how dare them? And so now you've got, several dozen still remaining in jail without due process. They've been in jail for over a year, some cases, in solitary confinement. Absolutely disgusting that American citizens are being treated this way. I mean, this is third world country, political enemy kind of stuff that even Hillary Clinton, you know, suggested that Donald Trump was going to do to Democratic allies. And it's like, wait a minute. I mean, not even close. It's the Democrats. It's Joe Biden and the Democratic Party and the Justice Department doing this to people that just, how dare you question, you know, this elite class? And, you know, and I was saying the other day, Rebecca, that, they talk about white supremacists. I said, if anything is supremacist, it's the elites. Elected elites. They are the supremacists. It is that culture that is destroying, as you say, our constitutional republic, in my humble opinion.
Whatever they accuse other people of doing is exactly what they're actually doing themselves. It's incredible.
It's quite telling, isn't it?
Yeah. It's very telling. It's juvenile, too.
Well, but meanwhile, people are dying at the hands of their diabolical measure here. I don't believe that this is incompetence. I believe that this is something that they have orchestrated with an end game in mind, and that is that they want every knee to buckle under their oppressive power and to surrender, as you said in section one of today's interview, to surrender our liberties. That's the bottom line of it all, right?
Amen. Absolutely. And God will win.
Yep. Amen. We got to leave it there. Rebecca Terrell, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
This report is sponsored by T-Mobile.
T-Mobile has invested in its network resources and expanded its emergency response fleet to be ready for whatever this year's hurricane and wildfire seasons bring its way. June 1 is the official start of the hurricane season. T-Mobile has made network resiliency investments, added new response vehicles and thousands of backup generators, and launched a new collaboration with the Weather Channel to keep customers, communities, and first responders connected when needed most. T-Mobile also shared tips so that everyone can take active steps to prepare before and during weather events. Make a disaster kit with a list of emergency numbers and waterproof resealable bags and chargers. Download the Red Cross and FEMA apps and subscribe to your local authorities' text alerts on your phone. Download the Weather Channel app on your smart TV or streaming device and ensure your communication devices are fully charged. T-Mobile is preparing to support a more resilient network in the face of storm season, and customers can be prepared too. Visit T-Mobile.com/news for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The stock market sell-off deepened Monday with the Standard & Poor's 500 entering a bear market. Faced with rising chances of a Federal Reserve rate hike, investors broadly unloaded risk. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 3.9% as 495 of its 500 components ended the day lower. The declines left the United States benchmark down more than 20% from its January record. More than 125 million Americans were under heat warnings and advisories overnight as a dangerous heat wave that began in the Southwest heads into central and southern United States. The National Weather Service is warning that a dangerous combination of heat and humidity will affect the majority of the lower 48 states before the week is over. And there's a few signs the heat will not go away as the first official day of summer is in 1 week. It is Flag Day in the United States. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is Jeff Kemp time. Yes, the former NFL quarterback and ministry leader is joining us. We're going to talk stories about fathers. You know, many of us have been so blessed, fathers who have been examples and have blessed us so richly. I used to say about my dad, and it was hard to me for me to think that he's been gone for 14 years. And, you know, just, it just seems like it was just yesterday. And I told people when I was blessed to give his obituary, I said there was something about my dad that was so special. I felt like when I looked in the face of my dad, he reflected the eyes and the face of my father in heaven. And I always looked at my dad that way. He just he had that kind of impact on me and on the rest of his children, 9 kids in total. And I think when we counted the number of grandkids, I think it was like, you know, probably close to 40 grandkids at the time when he passed. It just an incredible, incredible legacy. Jeff Kemp is with us now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Love hearing that story.
I know, you know, you and I have talked
more of us. Heavenly Father looked that good, but
well,
that's a beautiful picture.
Yeah, well, you and I were blessed, and you and I have talked about and shared our experiences with our dads, and your dad as well. I mean, he was, you know, he was born with a servant's heart. I mean, and that's what he taught you, as you shared with me, about being a servant, about serving, and you know, and how many levels. I mean, he just naturally served and gravitated to serving, didn't he?
Yeah, I think the word for Dad would be that he lifted. He wasn't good at the type of service around the house that my wife's love language loves to see for me,
right,
helping with the dishes and getting the car filled up with gas. My dad wasn't wired that way.
Mm.
But there's never been a more encouraging dad or person or public figure. He encouraged people from every walk of life every time he spoke. And Bill Bennett used the word lift.
Yes.
Beside my dad. And this isn't about my dad or your dad. This conversation is about fathers, inspiring them, thanking them, encouraging them, and telling them that they can lift the spirits of their daughter. They can lift the spirits of their son. They can lift the spirit of their wife. Maybe a boy that doesn't have a dad on the team that you coach. And lifting looks like saying, you know what, I believe in you. I'm proud of you. I saw the way you encouraged everyone today from the bench. I didn't get in the game, I know. But I really saw that your character shows something special about you. You're going to be a great leader.
Right, exactly.
That's the way my dad led and lifted. And, boy, we need dads to do that. And this Father's Day, I just want to thank all the dads who do that, encourage all the dads who haven't, and say it's not too late to apologize to your kids and start encouraging them, telling them you love them, maybe write them a letter. I got a cool story, Bill. I have a friend, Blake Brewer, one of the network partners in the Fatherhood Commission. You can find him at fatherhoodcommission.org. But his mission is this legacy letter challenge, and he challenges dads to write letters to their children and to honor and bless and praise and encourage them, tell them how much they love them. And this one Delta Force retired military guy who probably wasn't very verbal or emotional dad, he wrote two legacy letters to his sons, told them, I love you, I'm proud of you, I believe in you, you have a great future, my love's unconditional, and some other praise for their character. And one of the sons didn't do much more than say thanks. And he wondered, gosh, did it make a difference? And this fellow, Jeff, the Delta Force fellow, ran into a friend of his who knew his son. And he said, your son told me that you wrote him a letter. And he said it's his most cherished possession in life, and he reads it over and over regularly.
Wow. Wow.
We can do that ourselves. You know, my dad used to leave little notes for me on the seat of my car before I'd take off to work or school. Send them to me at college. Send them to me, you know, when I was away from home. It's for my sisters. But I've written letters to my sons to bless them, encourage them, and praise them. And if guys want to do that, they can go to Legacy Letter Challenge. You know, I think it's .com, and they'll find that. But there's so many ways to step up as a dad.
I'll tell you, that is so important, having that blessing, that paternal blessing to the kids. I can tell you, I was blessed and encouraged, lifted, let me use your dad's word, I was lifted by a mentor to do that with my son and daughter. And it was incredible. These are the two youngest of the kids. I subsequently did it with the other kids as well, but wrote a letter. And the thing was, as I was writing, God gave me revelation about each of the kids, about their future, and what God had placed on my heart for them. And so you may find yourself writing a letter, and the next thing you know, the Holy Spirit takes over and brings revelation into the character of each child. And I tell you, Jeff, it was powerful, but it's one of those deals that you put out there, and you don't know of the fruit necessarily, you know, certainly not instantly, but down the road you start seeing, oh, wow, I know God told me about this, about David, but I didn't, you know, I didn't see it early on. But now that it's in his 30s, I can start to see and realize what God had shown me back when he was, he was a year old.
Well, Bill, the big impact is David heard words from you that helped define his identity, his character, his capability, his strengths, his purpose. And it may have taken a while, but eventually he lived into that identity. It's the same thing that happened. Right. I call it the Gideon principle, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon when he was just a scared, hiding teenager and said, Gideon, right. You're a great and mighty man of valor. Well, he wasn't that yet, but God sees the whole picture, and we daddies need to see the whole picture. Your child's behavior today isn't the whole picture of their life. There was a good friend of mine, Ed Tandy. He's a teenage boy, was misbehaving and messing up and not doing some of the things that he needed to do academically and in the family. And he was in trouble. And the mom said, wait till your dad gets home. And when Ed came home, for some reason on the way home, he went and bought a particular gift. I think it might have been a skateboard or something that his son had been wanting. And he just walked in his room, and the son was expecting a reprimand. Instead, his dad said, hey, I got you something. And he gave him the skateboard. And his son was blown away, and his dad said, you know what? I love you unconditionally. It's not based on your performance. I was thinking about you, and I wanted to get this for you. Imagine the power of that message in that moment that the boy's going to hold on to for life. The dad modeled unconditional love, the grace of our vertical Heavenly Father. And we dads, we need that vertical love from God so we can love our kids that well and our wife.
Exactly. Well, that's what the Father does to us, doesn't he, Jeff? I mean, we think, oh, man, I've messed up. I'm just, you know, I'm so unworthy. And God comes alongside and says, hey, Jeff, you know what? You're still my guy. I still love you. And you think, wow, I'm such a knucklehead. I'm so undeserving. And that kind of love, boy, you talk about lifting. What a change agent that is. Hey, Jeff, we got about a little over a minute left, and I want our fathers to be blessed. And one of the things I've been encouraging the fathers to do is to sit down with their family and see the Kendrick Brothers movie, Show Me the Father. Yep. I'll tell you, that is such a powerful movie, and that's kind of my gift for all the fathers out there, is to sit down with your family and watch Show Me the Father. What do you say?
I do it. Go to showmethefathermovie.com. Get the movie. Show it to your family. Watch it with a friend who didn't have a good dad so you can find the perfect paternal father. It caused one of my friends who I took it to the movie. I took him to the movies. He texted his dad, I love you, in the middle of the movie, and his dad texted back, I love you, for the first time ever. Show me the father.
Go. Oh, wow. Wow. Well, this is a very powerful movie, and I know that it'll bless you richly. Give yourself that blessing. It's okay to do that, and share that with your family. Jeff Kemp, thank you so much. How can people be in touch with you? 10 seconds.
Happy Father's Day, all you dads. It's every day's Father's Day. JeffKempTeam.com or MenHuddle.com. MenHuddle.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know, there's just something about that song. I could hear it on a continuous loop. It just, you know, talk about being lifted, as Jeff Kemp was referring to. That lifts you. You know, the idea that our God never changes. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Regardless of all the craziness that's going on, all the fussing and everything and the political machinations that's happening, we know how this all ends. We can be at peace with that. The challenge is as we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we realize that God is with us. It's just a shadow. It's not anything that will really affect, really ultimately affect anything outside of God's will. Does that make sense to you? Okay, it does to me, and it gives me peace, and I pray that peace would be upon you. Samantha Mao joins us now. She's the Good News Girl, and the reason is because she shares these great viral videos with us that are about other humanoids. Humanoids just like me and you, going out there living life, helping people, but we don't hear about it. You know, they'd much rather show us stuff on TV about how they hate the former president and how they hate the current president. You know, just all kinds of hate going on right now, you know, especially if it happens to be targeted toward a bunch of rainbows or whatever, you know. It's just kind of insane. But this is the world in which we live in, and that if Jesus doesn't come back soon, Lord have mercy, how much more of a mess are we going to end up with? But anyway, we'll hang in there together and understand that our God is still the same. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I love bringing these stories to you every week and sharing with people. And the cool thing is, you know, any one of your listeners or you or I could always end up being one of these stories too. Like, we all have the chance to be a positive story in the news. And I think that that's kind of inspirational too. It's like you never know when you have the chance to change somebody's life yourself.
Exactly. I mean, you've got all these hours in a day. Why not go out and be that good story? Go out there and be that change that you want others, you know, others to be. Be that example of what it's like to have your best day ever, your best moment ever. I mean, because if it all would suddenly end, that's like one of the prayers that I pray every morning is that, God, if this would be my final day, may this be the best day ever. You know, think about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that wouldn't that be cool? You know, and so here it is. Every moment, whether it is, you know, we were just talking about Father's Day and a father, how they would relate to their children. And mothers are all involved in this, too, even though we're talking about Father's Day. I mean, you know, it's just whenever we highlight that, we think of the family. But Father's Day here specifically is that here's the opportunity for, you know, fathers to make that difference, to lift up their children, understanding that, look at, you know, when our children become parents, then they'll understand that it's not as easy as it seems, that being a parent is tough. With each child, it's a different personality, each opportunity, and, you know, you're trying to live through the pressures of the day, pressures at work, responsibility of providing for the family, all that that represents. And meanwhile, you got life. And you got life to deal with, whether it's, you know, today it's, you know, whether it's COVID or, you know, the economy, on and on. I mean, it's life. And, you know, and that's what we deal with. And so our kids, maybe not right at this moment will understand, but when it's their turn to be at bat, they'll realize, they go, wow, dad really worked his butt off. He did the best he could do, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like they were actual humans. I mean, parents were, you know, human beings with their own wants and needs and flaws and all. And I think that the older you get, the more you realize that.
Yeah, exactly. And they are our parents, aren't they? They're our parents. Yeah, exactly. Hey, this first story, I love it. A woman returns $36,000 found inside a Craigslist couch. And the family says, hey, thank you very much, and here's a couple of grand. Go get yourself a pair of shoes, huh?
That's right. So that's one of those situations. It's like, what would you do if nobody's looking? And this is what a Southern California woman, her name is Vicky Amodu, this is what she had the chance to do. She got a free couch on Craigslist, and, you know, she's just happy about getting the couch.
Yeah.
And she goes to sit down, and her son's like, come, look, you know, like, look what I found. And at first she's like, I thought it was a heating pad or something. Well, it turns out, like you said, there's $36,000 in cash in this couch. And, you know,
pizza. Mom, we're having pizza tonight.
Oh, my gosh. And,
Wow.
You know, if somebody's getting a free couch off Craigslist, that's the last thing they expect.
Of course.
And she decides to contact the people that gave it to her and give it back, which I just think is really a testament to her character, because she didn't have to. That was hers. Like, it's been given to her.
Well, I'm sure they're probably, she's probably, maybe part of her is thinking, maybe they didn't even know. Maybe this was a couch from somebody else. Maybe this is a couch that's been handed down, you know, for several families. You know, who is to say that this was, you know, their couch and their money, right? I mean, I can imagine, you know, the things that went through their mind. But go ahead. It turns out what?
Well, you know, speaking of that, it turns out what had happened was the people who gave her the couch had recently lost a relative, and it was the relative's couch that they had given away. So they had no idea that the person had stored the $36,000 in there. So, you know, I'm glad they gave her a reward. I'm glad that she gave them the money. I think it's a real testament to the kind of person she is, and it's a great example for her children. And, you know, the family ended up finding money in other places, too, after they realized it was in the couch.
Well, then, like, at that point, you're on an Easter egg hunt going, okay, where else did Grandma or Auntie Sue, you know, lay some money, you know? It's kind of like that story of that one woman, you know, she was seemingly so poor, and she froze to death in her home. You know, sadly.
Oh, no.
And then they went into her house and they found, I think, millions of dollars tucked away in the walls of her home. Is that amazing?
I can't imagine. I wonder how they found, you know, I wonder how they found the money tucked in the walls. And I feel like once you find it in one place, people are going to wreck the house. trying to figure out where else.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the house is leveled. You know, you're going to have to get the guys, the fix-it guys, to come in and rebuild the house all together. You know, incredible. Hey, this next story, you've got a mom of nine. My goodness, this is like one of our Supreme Court justices. Graduates from medical school, and she's got great plans for herself, right?
That's right. So Sarah Merrill, she is, like you said, the mother of nine. She actually went back to medical school when she was 34. Her youngest child was 4 years old. She, whenever she had gone to college, she had kind of started pre-med. She had taken the MCATs, and then she graduates. She has a five-month-old when she graduates the first time. And
wow.
She's like, she decides, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom. They weren't planning to have a big family. It just worked out for them. They had four daughters and five sons, which is just unbelievable. And they have all these kids in 12 years. And then
wow.
I guess she decided she's not busy enough. She decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back to school. So she's sitting there doing her homework, getting back. You know,
I got time on my hands. I got 10 kids here, or 9 kids, a husband unit, yeah. And I got time on my hands. I'm going to go back to school. And I'm not going to go back to school just to get my, you know, basic undergraduate degree, even postgraduate. No, I'm going to go to medical school.
That's right. And she wants to be a neurosurgeon, which I just think is just like, my mind just kind of exploded when I saw this story, because, you know, anybody who knows about the doctor's lifestyle, that is like, especially a surgeon or like being a neurosurgeon or something like that, that is not an easy life. And
no.
If you have zero kids and zero responsibilities outside of that, that is a ton of work. And but she's willing to do it, and it sounds like her family is very supportive. When she was going to school, her mom came out and lived with her, and her husband came and worked remotely, and her whole family kind of voted on it. And I just, you know, I think that's amazing. This is Sarah.
Well, did she tell the kids, look, I'm going to need some people to practice on, so I'm going to use all 9 of your brains to... Because I want to be a neurosurgeon. Trust me, I'm your mother. I love you. Shut up. Have a cookie.
That's right. Can you imagine, like, you just, if you have a mom that accomplishes all that, that I don't think you will ever have an excuse for anything.
What does the dad do? What does the dad do? The dad's going to think, I'm worthless. You know, what do? I just take out the trash. You know, my wife's doing all this other stuff. He's like, well, you know, I'm nothing.
Oh,
happy Father's Day. Don't even bother to get me a tie or buy me a hot dog. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, I really can't imagine. That had to really take a team effort there. I mean,
oh,
you really
without
had
a
to
doubt.
Be a supportive husband, because it's just like, you just can't do that without having the support of a family like that behind you. I just can't imagine if one of them wouldn't cooperate.
Wow.
So they must be a real,
that's
really
the deal.
Good family unit.
Yeah, without a doubt. Only in America can this happen, I'm telling you. Well, this next story, this is incredible. You got a missing child of a Florida couple that was murdered in 81, and this baby Holly, is found alive at the age of 42. What happened here? We got about a minute and a half left here, Sam.
That's right. So Tina and Harold Klaus had gone missing back in 1981, and their family actually didn't know it was them until their bodies were identified last year. So, you know, they've gone decades and decades without knowing what's going on. And then, so they never knew what happened to the little baby. The little baby hadn't been there. And it turns out recently, as of last week, we found out, she's alive and well. She had been handed over. Her biological, or the parents that adopted her, had nothing to do with anything. They had adopted her after she was given over by a couple of women over 40 years ago. A couple of women came in and gave her up, and the baby's healthy. I just can't imagine getting such it's such a terrible tragedy, but to hear the blessing that the baby's still alive and she's well, and they're going to reunite with the biological family after all these years, that has to do some healing for some people.
Oh, you think? Wow.
To lose their loved ones.
Unbelievable. What an incredible story. Sam, another one. You got a Chicago man. I mean, we hear about a lot of crime going on, right? And this guy saves a stranger from train tracks, and he's surprised. They give him a new car. Thank you very much, huh?
That's right. So Anthony Perry, he had saved a stranger when he saw him fall in the subway. He just jumped in. This guy had been electrocuted. He ends up helping pull him out with the help of another stranger. Whenever a local businessman found out, he made sure he had a car to replace
unbelievable.
The one that he had
got. Got to leave it there, Samantha Mao. You're awesome, as always. Thank you. Take care.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful, sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all